This is the Why Your Story podcast with Travis Osmond and Mary Jo Parker, sharing real-life stories and experiences. Why Your Story is produced by SVI Media and available on Podbean, svinews.com, and the SVI News app. And now, from the SVI Media Studios, located in scenic Star Valley, Wyoming, here's Travis and Mary Jo with the Why Your Story podcast.
Welcome to Why Your Story, brought to you from beautiful Star Valley, Wyoming. I am your host, Travis.
And I am your hostess, Mary Jo.
And we're going to talk about everything, anything, and even a little more.
That's
welcome.
Right. Welcome, people.
We're at it again today. It's a beautiful day in Star Valley. NJ, what are we going to talk about today?
Today, I think we're going to talk about rural life versus city life. And I'm not sure where you folks all live, but hopefully you're happy there and you love where you live. And yeah.
Okay, so one thing that just popped into my head, I need to bring this out just to kind of clear the air a little bit.
Okay.
But there was this famous brother and sister that I am acquainted with,
oh,
I'm related
right.
to,
mm-hmm.
and they sang this song.
Mm-hmm. I'm a little bit country.
No, you have to sing it. That you can't do it like that.
Okay.
I'm
a little bit country.
I'm a little bit rock and roll.
Obviously, we don't know their
Memphis
voices.
In Nashville with a little bit of Motown in my soul.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's good or bad, but I know I love it so.
A little bit country.
You're flat. I'm a little bit rock and roll.
I cannot sing. That is like the
either.
Worst
That's why
spur of the moment thing for me to do.
I spray weeds for a living.
And
I
smoke
hope,
a few.
I hope Uncle Donnie and Aunt Marie never hear what we just
I hope
right
so
there. That's
too.
That's horrible.
That was bad.
Should we apologize for our listeners?
Yes, I am sorry. Maybe one day we'll have them on to sing it for us.
Okay, that's my mission in life. I'm going to have Uncle Donnie here to sing
okay,
this for people.
I'd like that.
Anyway, I just started thinking rural versus city, and it just popped in there. I'm a little country. I'm a little rock and roll.
Exactly.
Kind of the same thing. But
are you country or are you rock and roll?
I am. If you could combine AC/DC
mm-hmm.
with Chris Ledoux.
Okay.
That
all right.
would be you. A little bit of heaven for Travis right there.
I like that. I like
you know
that.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, my heavens. Mm-hmm. I'm back in black in the saddle. I just think that that's how I would do things.
Yeah. And so. I'm kind of with you. I tend more for the rock and roll side and city life. But yeah, I think where we live is beautiful and
oh,
it's got
man.
So many wonderful things here.
Amen.
It's heavenly.
I just think it's awesome. Let's talk about some of the contras and versus rural versus city. Why don't you start plugging away a little bit?
Well, I did grow up in the city. I was born in L.A., so don't, you know,
are you
that
kidding
against me?
No,
I was.
For real?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me that until just now?
I guess you just didn't know that about
Goodbye.
Me. Well, we didn't live there very long. Then we moved to Fort Lauderdale, so to another big city, and then Salt Lake City. And we've been here about 18 years in Star Valley. And so, yeah, more city life than country life, that's for sure. And there's lots of things I love about the city. I'm sorry, but I love shopping. I'm a woman. Of course I love shopping. I just don't want to do it all online. And if I want something quickly, I can get it. You know, a part or something.
Are you going to make this argument a woman versus man thing?
No. Because
it sounds
I already
to me
know
like
I'd
you're
win.
Going, oh, really? What could possibly be better than sitting by the fire in your scrubs, whatever you'd like to lounge in,
Levi's,
looking at Amazon? I mean, what could possibly be better than that? Are you telling me that you would rather be in a shopping mall looking at shops rather than sitting there scratching every now and again?
I don't know. That's a toss-up. It's a toss-up.
Oh.
The fire thing kind of got me because I do love that. And I love that we have fireworks year-round. I mean, we shoot them off all the time.
Oh, yeah. This is Wyoming.
Yeah.
We love
great.
Fireworks.
We love it.
We're like pure Americans. Have you noticed that? Wyoming's?
That's right. America.
And we are.
We are.
I don't know if there are anybody on this planet that are more Americans than Wyomingans.
I agree.
Anyway, I feel
great
very
people.
Strongly about that.
Yeah. I agree.
Anyway, I don't know where that came from, but let's keep going on.
And I think you obviously have a better choice of restaurants. And not that the food's bad here, but you just have more choices. And especially if you eat certain foods. And so, yeah, there's places I crave. And I think the convenience, also for medical, we have a great hospital here. But let's face it, if you need open heart surgery, you need a city.
Yeah.
You need to go to a surgeon that is qualified for that.
Yep.
Even though our surgeons we have here can do quite a bit, but.
Yeah, well, we're still limited. We're a small town. We don't have a cath lab. We don't have all those things that can treat those serious illnesses.
That's right.
Generally speaking, if you do have a serious problem, you're probably going to get flown or shipped to another hospital, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I think I'm going to go out and agree with you on the food. So, like, and I agree with you. We have great food here in Star Valley. But there is, like, my favorite thing to do, like, if we go down to the NFR or if we go down to Salt Lake or something, that is my favorite thing. There are so many neat places to eat when you go to a city like that.
Yeah.
We went to this place where they cook it in front of you.
Uh-huh.
Like, this Japanese guy comes out.
Yeah, I've been to those places.
Yeah. And he like, spins an egg and stuff and makes a volcano out of an onion. That was fantastic.
And he tries to flip the shrimp into your mouth.
Oh, could you imagine if that thing actually landed in your mouth, how awful that would be?
Yeah, especially because I
hate shrimp.
I hate shrimp.
You do?
I didn't know that about you.
I forgive you for being from L.A. I can't eat shrimp.
Yeah. Blech. Yeah, I can't either.
It's like it's the spider of the ocean.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't go around eating hobos,
no,
do we, here?
No, we
hobo
do not.
Hobo spiders?
No.
Why would we pick them up out of the ocean and eat them?
Yeah, I agree. But I love seafood, but I just don't like shrimp.
You're back at the crap list now.
Yeah. Oh, you don't like seafood at all?
I hate seafood.
No.
No, I am not lying to you.
Not any of it. Not halibut.
Oh.
Really?
If it swims, or if it lives on the bottom of the ocean and poops, I do not eat it.
Salmon? Will you eat salmon?
I love to fish. I just won't eat it. I can't.
Oh, wow.
I'm allergic to it.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. I like start to heave when it touches my mouth.
But you don't actually swell.
No, I do not have a
true
shellfish
anaphylaxis problem.
Okay. I don't. It's something I was born with. I wish I did love it because my family, like my brothers and my mom and dad, and my sister, they all love seafood. My wife loves seafood. And I've tried to not shelter my kids. I want them to experience new things, you know. But one of my daughters is like, Dad. Ugh.
Oh, wow. And then the other one loves it.
Yeah.
Which one likes it?
So
which one?
Cassidy, she likes the seafood and the fish. But Cassidy and Dad, we're like, no, we need to protect ourselves from this awful, vile stuff that they put on the plate. So last year, we took our girls to Oregon.
Okay.
We went to the coast. And the neatest little vacation we took. And we were determined we wanted our girls to taste fresh seafood. Like, fresh meaning that day.
Right.
Because everybody tells you, oh, you've never had seafood until it's wiggling on your plate, you know, type of thing. And so we're like, all right, we're going to do this. Mm-hmm. We're going to do this. So we found this place. All of the locals said, hey, if you want fresh food, this is where you go. It's so good. So we went there and we couldn't decide what to do. So we ordered the captain's platter where they bring you just a little bit of everything from that day. And they brought it out to me and the smell alone.
Oh, man.
Oh, it was so vile.
Wow.
I mean, I'm just sitting there thinking, does anyone have like a bag of Doritos? I was out of my mind. And anyway, so I thought, no, I'm going to toughen up. We're going to do this for the girls, you know, so. Anyway, I'm kind of moving things around, and my wife, bless her heart, takes a big shrimp, you know, and and it's like dripping out the sides of her mouth. And I'm telling my little girls, "Yeah, you can do this. This is gonna be so good for you," you know, blah blah. And then I grabbed what's the little thing that's in the shells? It looks like a booger in the shells.
Crab?
No, you know what a booger looks like.
Yes.
It's in between two seashells, and they like...
Oh,
oyster.
A clam.
No, oyster.
Oh, okay.
Oyster. Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't have that.
Are
either.
You kidding me?
Mm-mm, couldn't do that.
People eat those.
Yeah, and they're slurpy. Yeah.
And it was... Oh. Anyway, I got it like maybe like 8 inches from my tongue, and I started to taste it.
Oh.
And I couldn't. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And then it pooped on my plate.
Oh, gosh.
So anyway, I have a real problem with things that live in the sea and water going in my mouth, but... But I'm glad other people do, because we're all different. And
I agree.
If everyone was like me, there wouldn't be any seafood. places.
That's right.
So that's a good, right. Good
place. And that's one of our better restaurants here in town is our seafood place. So they have great food.
I'll take your word for that. But I do hear it's very good.
It's really good.
Yeah. Sorry, that was a tangent. Back to city life.
So what are some of the cons of living in the country? Or the pros?
Cons or pros. First off, I think that you have to say, if you live in the rural life, you've got fresh air. Just feel like that's a big deal. When you drive like down to Salt Lake or into these cities, you just feel that there's fog or smog in the air. You know what I mean? And they have less ambulances.
They do have.
I think this is like the second podcast that your phone has gone off.
Sorry, guys.
Okay, so let's bring it back to the podcast here. So I do feel like the fresh air is a big thing. The thing that I feel that is the biggest plus living in a small community is you know everyone.
But that could be a con.
Yes, but I think once you are used to that, I think it's the biggest plus. For example, let me give you an example.
Okay.
I am going to go see Tommy at the Pop Shop if I want a cherry Dr. Pepper.
Okay.
And you know what? I pull up there and they open the window and guess what they say?
Hi, Travis. Yeah.
You want the huge?
Yeah.
And I'm like, slap it on me. Okay. So like every day, what's sitting in front of me right here? My glorious cherry Dr. Pepper.
That's right.
And so, so like you need a plumber? Call Jeff.
Okay.
I mean, there's so many people that I know that I would just like, You don't need a yellow, what are they, phone books?
Phone books. Do they even make those anymore?
I don't know. But you don't even need the internet because you just text the plumber who's your friend. Or you need a mechanic, you know? You know the mechanic because you are with them on ambulance calls or fire calls. Or, you know, they come to your office or those things, you know. So you know everybody. And, and I know what you mean by being a hindrance sometimes because sometimes you know things about people that you don't really want to know.
Correct.
But I do think that sometimes rural people, we're not perfect. Yeah. And I think we're okay to say, hey, maybe we are a little hillbilly. Or maybe we are a little bit backwoods.
Yeah.
Southern Wyomingans. I don't know. Maybe. I am.
I do love the wave factor. You know, are you a one-finger waver, a two-finger waver, or a whole hand waver?
I am a whole hand guy.
Yeah, I usually am, but sometimes I'm just in the mood to just do two of them, to give them a little peace sign. But I did it coming here today. I did a bunch of waves, and I do like that a lot. It reminds me of my summers growing up, because I went to the country in my summers, and really good people, really down-to-earth good people. So, and I think for the most part, they mean well when they're talking about other people.
They do. And I think in a small town, we lack things to talk about sometimes.
Sure.
So it is interesting to kind of talk about other people.
Yeah.
That's not the saying that that's a good thing to backstab and badmouth people.
Right.
But, you know, hey, did you hear so-and-so was sick or so-and-so broke her leg or so-and-so, you know, did this? Yeah. I didn't know that. Thanks for letting me know type of a situation. So,
I
think you're right. And where else you in a city, it's not like you can say on your way home from work at night, oh, there's Chad. Oh, there's MJ. Just because you know what car they drive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's true in the city. You just don't know your neighbors. One time I don't ever do this. I had a bath and I put all these bubbles in, put a green mask on my face, had my hair up in a towel, and the phone was by me, the cordless phone. We didn't have, you know, cell phones back then. And I get this phone call from a lady and she's like, that ham you had yesterday was so good. How much did you pay per pound? Because I'm having a party. And I said, oh, I don't know. I think I put it in the garbage can. And so I said, well, she goes, I need to know because I'm going to the store. And I'm like, all right, because I didn't want to tell her I was in the bathtub in the middle of the day, you know, with this green mask on. So I got out, put my robe on. Steve's moose slippers were close by, and he has a big foot. And so
moose slippers?
He has moose slippers.
Like with antlers?
Uh-huh. They're really cute. And he looks really cute in them. And so I put on my moose slippers, had my robe, had my hair on my towel, my green mask, and I'm thinking, the neighbor across the street just never would even wave. I tried to get her to wave, but she wouldn't. And so I go outside, and at the top of my driveway, there's a few grass clippings, but my wrapper for my ham is on the top of it. Well, I'm not sure why I did this, but I had the lid open, and I leaned in to reach it, and I fell into the garbage can. And I am like, no! And I'm in the garbage can, and I'm all flailing around, and there's like those little grass clippings are all over my face because I have that green mask on. My towel's come off by now. I've lost one of my moose slippers, and I'm like, how the crap am I going to get out of this? And so I'm like, I guess I'll just rock it back and forth. So I'm in the garbage can. I'm like rocking it back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And it tips over and rolls down the driveway, down the driveway. I'm in the gutter, and I like peek out the lid and to see if any of my neighbors are watching. Nobody, you know, nobody's watching. And I just run in the house and call up the lady and give her my, you know, the information she wanted. And about 30 minutes later, the lady who never talked to me, the neighbor, she called to tell me that she saw one of the funniest things in her whole life. And I'm like, please don't tell anybody.
She saw you fall in a garbage can.
Yeah, she's like, too late, too late. But yeah, that's the problem with city life a lot of times. You don't know your neighbors as well. And they come and they go. And it's really important to know, you know, your neighbors and their needs.
It is. And that's one of the beautiful things I feel is just knowing everybody. And I have never before in my life seen a big city come together for somebody in need like I have seen a small community come together for someone in need.
I agree. And I've seen it so many times here. So many.
I have too. It's unbelievable the people that are willing to give and help someone in need out. When someone really is in trouble, little towns, they come together.
They do. And it's not like we have all these wealthy, wealthy, wealthy people.
Right.
I mean, some of them are wealthy, but it's just regular people, you know, doing 9-to-5s, and they'll give you the shirt off their back.
Yep.
It's really
neat. Agree. Totally agree.
Yeah. It's a beautiful place that we have here, and it's breathtaking. It reminds me of some of the little towns over in Europe, just pretty and, you know. Yep. Trusting. I'm more trusting here.
So why would somebody choose to live in the city? I mean, why would they choose that?
I think for jobs, you know, a lot of people like that life. They don't want to cook at night. They want to go to a restaurant and they eat out every night. They don't want yard work, you know. I mean, I have land, you have land, and it's a lot of work.
Oh, yeah.
And so...
So if you go out to eat every night and you don't do yard work, what do you do?
Oh, they go to the gym, and they go to plays, and they go to movies, and they go shopping at the mall.
Okay. All right. So they're just, they spend their time doing... Outdoor things, but not outdoor things.
Yeah.
Very interesting. See, yeah. I would be lost. I
Did you never live in a city?
No.
Really?
I've never lived in a city.
Wow.
I've been to big cities.
Sure.
And it's overwhelming. It is overwhelming to me.
Wow.
I remember being in downtown New York,
mm-hmm.
and with the lights, and it was almost stimulation overload.
Wow.
To me.
Yeah.
I had too many, maybe, would the word be options to do, but really all I wanted to do was go to my motel and watch CSI. Isn't that horrible?
Yeah.
I mean, I did not feel like I wanted to take advantage of what the city had to offer. Even though I probably would have enjoyed going out. No, not to a play. I'm not a play guy. But if I went out to a restaurant, it would be kind of cool to taste something from New York, you know. Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty sure I just ordered room service and watched CSI.
The first time I saw my very first flasher was New York City.
Well.
Yeah. We walked out of the movies and... And he just opened his coat, and I was like, okay.
And was there a hat to put money in? Or?
There wasn't a hat. I don't know if there was a hat. I wasn't looking there, but I should have probably looked up there. And then we hailed a taxi, and away we went. Yeah, that was my first flasher.
That was in New York, huh?
That was in New York City.
So what, and there's been more since then?
A few. All in the city.
Okay, so is that maybe that's a bonus?
It could go either way.
Okay, all right, I'm with you. So yeah, I think that to me that is the negative part of, because I just feel like the people that live in city are just different than me. I'm out of my comfort zone.
Mm.
You know, I don't know how to relate to somebody that does that, and I think that's maybe, and that's not a bad thing. Because yeah. There are very good people that live in the city.
Sure.
I don't understand the draw to the city life. I don't understand the draw to not having a backyard. I don't understand the draw to not being able to go and just walk out your house and maybe be in your underwear.
Yeah. No, it was you.
To me, that is so important. I love that part of living where I live. I just love that.
Mm-hmm. I
and
agree.
And so I feel like I need to have someone explain that to me a little bit better.
Right. So if any of our viewers would like to send us an email or call us, we would love to hear the pros of the city. I do love the city, though, and I get out of here quite a bit just to drive down to the city and, you know, go to a concert or something.
So I, you know, so far I've heard the pros of the city are restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe plays, you said.
Mm-hmm. Concerts.
Concerts, maybe.
Although we have that here.
We do. Our county fair.
Yeah. Well, and even the school musicals are really great.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I didn't think of that. So we've got two things in favor of the city.
And we said, did you say restaurants?
Yeah.
Okay. That was, we keep saying restaurants and restaurants.
Restaurants. I'm really struggling here to figure out why.
Medical, as advanced medical support.
Okay. So we got perchance better medical facilities. We got some more choices for restaurant. We have more choices for entertainment. What about free entertainment? What do you do in the city? Like my wife will say, hey, we can't go to the movie tonight. It's not in our budget. So we go up Grover Park or we go up Swift Creek or something. It's free. We can do it. What do you do in the city for free entertainment?
Well, they have a lot of parks there. You know, they even have dog parks that the dogs all go and get together and run around. And so they have lots of parks.
What do the humans do when the dogs are at the park?
They are with them, you know, throwing the frisbee or, you know, walking with them.
And I see.
Yeah, there's parks.
Can't we do that in like the pasture? I mean, or is it like parks for humans that have like swing sets and I mean, I'm trying to visualize.
Water parks. They have water parks. Okay. So we don't have here. We don't even have a swimming pool here.
Right.
And so that's hard.
Okay.
You know, kids to learn how to swim, they have to go to Jackson, which, you know, isn't a bad place to learn.
Throw them off the Grover Bridge.
Yeah. That is one thing. I love floating the salt. Don't do that either.
No, it's a riot. There's no sharks in the salt. I just don't think they could live very long.
No, it's too cold.
Yeah. And it's probably too shallow in most of the parts.
Right.
Spots.
Right.
So I just don't think there's man-eaters in the salt.
Yeah.
So I do. I floated the salt.
Yeah.
And I love it.
I love it too. I do it every summer.
Can you do that in New York City?
I don't think so. You can go to Central Park and they have quite a few things to do there. But you might see
something you don't
a few
want
things
to
don't
see.
Want. Yeah, absolutely. But my nephew's a barber in New York City, and he's on Instagram, and he is a hoot. He's just is awesome, and he loves it. And he has taken his life that he grew up in a city, but he doesn't want to come back to, you know, more of a country life and a home with land and stuff.
He likes it there.
He likes the Brooklyn Bridge. He likes that culture.
Huh.
So, and he's a great, great guy, and his wife and kids.
Well, and a lot of those people, I think, you know, they don't even own a car.
He doesn't.
Everything is public transportation.
Yeah. And, you know, you save money on that, you know, or maybe he did get a car this year, but where do you park it without it getting stolen?
Yeah. Where do you park it?
Yeah.
Crime. Yeah. Crime. Let's think about crime.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot more crime in bigger cities.
We don't have any.
And more heinous crimes.
Yeah.
Possibly. Yeah. Is that because there's higher population, or is that because people are more prone to crime in big cities?
Probably both. Don't you think?
I do. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we do have crime in Star Valley. So I think a lot of it we don't even know about.
Yeah.
But the stuff we do hear about, we're thinking, man, why would you do that?
Yeah.
You know, that's stupid.
Yeah.
Why do that?
Yeah.
So that's really interesting. So far, I feel like rural is really, in our mind, winning here. Like so I'm thinking New York, if I were having to go down and cross the Manhattan Bridge or whatever you do there, mm-hmm. I mean, you can't do anything without like Google Maps, right? Yeah. But like here, you say, all right, so you're going to head north 2.3 miles out of town, and you know that big sharp bend in the road, you're going to turn left right there.
Correct.
And you're going to go down there, cross the Grover Bridge, you know. I mean, mm-hmm. that's how we give our directions.
Correct.
So I'm wondering, you know, if someone from New York, like we get these tourists in the summertime, mm-hmm. you know, if you said, hey, you go up there to the big red building, you know,
yeah.
and you turn right at the big red building, and you go, you know, the road is going to kind of get narrower, mm-hmm. and then you're going to turn left, they probably look at you like, you hick.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And we have no traffic
but we love
lights
that.
Here.
No.
Yeah. No traffic lights. So it's traffic is so much better in the country. So much better. I mean, the thing you're dodging is elk and, sheep or goats or
dogs.
Something like that. Dogs. Yeah. Cows. How many times have you gotten behind, you know, the cows going down the road?
Yep.
So
love it.
Better than, you know, people in cars that are texting or putting on their makeup.
And, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
Well, I would have to say that I am a little bit more country than I am rock and roll city.
I think I'm rock and roll with a lot of country surrounding me. Yeah.
Oh, I like that. I feel like I'm that too.
Yeah. It took a while for me to get friends here. I don't know why, because there's a lot of families here, and they kind of stick with family, which I think is awesome. So it took a little bit of time, but. You know, there's such good people here.
I do think that there's something to be said about what you just commented on. So I think we are such a small town and we do know each other. I think we are leery of outsiders sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
We're not used to them. We don't know anything about them. And so I think sometimes we are guarded to let... We don't want to let our guard down and just accept people until we kind of fill you out. Where I think maybe city people... Maybe they're more accepting of others because everybody around them, they don't know who they are.
Yeah, I think that's
maybe.
Exactly. Spot on. What drew you to Star Valley? When did you first
come
here?
Well, my family was originally from Star Valley.
Really?
4 generations ago, yep.
Oh, wow.
Great-great-grandpa George Osmond came, one of the first settlers of Star Valley. So,
okay.
So Star Valley has always been in my family for as long as I can remember. But uh-huh. The reason I came to Star Valley was because it had... The atmosphere, the small town, the family, the good people, hardworking, blue-collar environment that I want and that I want my kids to grow up in.
Yeah.
That's why I came to Star Valley.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Chances are my little girls are not going to be able to live in a rural setting. It's becoming harder and harder and harder to do, you know, and mm-hmm. they, heaven forbid, they marry a computer dude. And I know, not against anything computer dudes, but most of those guys are working in high rise.
Yeah.
You know, they're working for Google in downtown New mm-hmm. York or Chicago. And so if I'm going to have to go visit my daughter, I'm going to have to go to Chicago. And I'm going to be that weird grandpa walking around in cowboy boots that everybody's going to laugh about, you know. But I'm hoping that when my grandkids come visit, you know, we can go fishing and we can go ride the horses and the four-wheelers, you know, and they can have the freedom to do whatever they want because that's what I want.
Yeah. My grandkids love it up here. It is a draw. They just want to come year-round. They don't care if there's a whole bunch of snow. You know, they'll just go out and dig a tunnel and they adore Star Valley. The problem is jobs. You know, you
Absolutely.
Just, you know, it depends upon your education and, you know, what your occupation is. That's really a drawback.
It is. And it's harder and harder to make a living in small rural America.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is.
It is.
The jobs are where the population is. And so I think that I feel very fortunate to be able to make a living. I mean, small town communities, we're not going to be rich, but we don't need to be rich.
Right.
We're not seeking the money. If we were, we would be somewhere else.
Absolutely.
We're seeking lifestyle. That's how I feel about
it. Yeah. I agree.
So, am I speaking gospel truth?
You are speaking gospel truth.
Good. Anything else we need to hash out on the rural versus city stuff?
I don't think so, but if any of you city folk would like to... like I said, drop us an email and just let us know some of the pros. We would love to talk about it sometime.
There you have it, folks.
There you go.
Straight from the horse's mouth.
Hope you have a great day.
Everybody, take care. Until we come at you next time, this is Why Your Story, coming to you from beautiful Star Valley, Wyoming.
Thanks for joining us for the Why Your Story podcast with Travis Osmond and Mary Jo Parker on SVI Media. To suggest topics or reach out to Travis and Mary Jo, email WYS@SVINews.com. That's WYS@SVINews.com. And be sure to follow Why Your Story on Facebook. Stay tuned for the next Why Your Story podcast on Podbean, SVINews.com, and the SVI News app.